And it took 76 games, but could you write a better ending this season?
Well, you know, it's tough. You know, obviously losing last night wasn't the best scenario that we wanted, but you know what? I'm so proud of my guys. They worked hard the whole season, and especially the last couple of months. You know, when we, as a team, when we decided that we were in the playoff mode, and you know, they bought into to everything that we tried to do, and you know, and more. And the way they responded today from last night, I mean, it's a credit to them, and also a good sign of character, a good sign of guys that that are together and want to do it together. And that was one of the, you know, the biggest thing that we said. You know, we you know, it was like a game seven, you know, tonight, and we knew what we had to win no matter what. We didn't care what was going to happen with Utica and Syracuse. And for us, we wanted to get in, and you know what, tonight was a really good performance by you know, a lot of people, so that was great.
Congratulations on making the playoffs, by the way. If you could sum this up in one word, how does it feel? It
feels great. It feels awesome. I mean, obviously, you know, as an organization, you know, we waited, you know, 5 years for us, but you know, another year before, prior to us, and you know, it's great for the whole, you know, organization, you know, the experience that the playoffs can give to the young players, you know, and to all of us. I mean, that's great. And, you know, we're going to face probably Syracuse right now. That's what it looks like. And you know what? They're a good team with all the players that got sent down. You know, we're going to have to be at our best, just like we did tonight.
Can I ask you about guys on the team who stepped up tonight, like Chris Terry, Charlie Lindgren with the win? How have those guys been for you all season long, and how important will they be going into the playoffs?
Well, I mean, usually your best players have to be your best players, and they were tonight. And, you know, with contributions from a lot of guys, like I said, and I mean, Josiah DJ back on defense, and I thought Redmond was really good tonight. You know, Bouriette was solid too. You know, the whole core, you know, with the D's, you know, was solid tonight. You know, Charlie had to come up with some big saves, especially in the third period, you know, on their power play. But you know what, you know, we showed right away, right from the start, that we wanted that game, and you know, we battled for 60 minutes. And like I said, you know, credit, you know, they deserve that, you know, everything that they have right now, and you know, they're gonna take a couple of days here to you know, to enjoy it, and then we're right back at it, preparing for Syracuse.
Can I ask you, you said about you didn't worry about Syracuse Utica, what was happening there? Did you, was there, so far as a prohibition, you weren't even looking at the scoreboard, out of town scoreboard?
I didn't even look at the score. Okay. No, no, they told me after the game. I mean, my focus was on winning the hockey game here, and what I told the guys too, I said, let's do it our way. You know, let's be proud of, you know, getting in the way that we're supposed to do it, is by winning the hockey game.
And you didn't want to be sitting around here for an hour waiting on the result of an out-town game, right?
No.
I mean, that's a little nobody. Can you just talk, but personally, you've been in winning dressing rooms, Stanley Cup winning dressing rooms. You've watched teams win. When did you have an idea it was going to happen tonight? I know you're going to, I'd say the final buzzer, but you got to have, sometimes you got a feeling that things are going well. When was it for you?
Well, when we scored the fourth goal, you know, it was a great feeling, just to say the least, but, you know, till it's over. I mean, you have to stay focused, and you know, we had to kill the penalty there, and I knew that he was going to try to pull his goalie, and now it almost became you know, a habit of some teams, you know, changing on the fly with their goalies, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then we just have to be sharp on the bench, and you know what's going on, and know what we have to do, and then guys that are going on know who they're, you know, changing with, and you know, the guys were really focused tonight. You know, they were very talkative from the bench. You know, they before the game, you know, I could sense that you know, they were ready for this. You know, they were excited for the opportunity to be in that situation, and you know what, I also told them, I said I was happy for them to be involved in the game, a crucial game like this, and every organization is looking you know, for players that will come up big in those games, and you know what, we had a lot of guys come up big tonight.
So yeah, this is almost like three playoff. How do you even go back? Utica Sunday, would you say? Would you?
Oh yeah. I think it was, you know, intense. It was hard fought, and so you know what? Both teams they wanted to win too. You know,
yeah,
they wanted
right.
to win because they wanted to finish first in the division so that they could have home ice advantage. And But you know what? I like the way we did it. You know, that's the main thing here, and you know, I'm really proud of my guys.
Can you tell me what? There's a lot of guys on this team, and not just the guys from the Canadiens organization. Keegan Lowe, for example, guys that have not been in the AHL playoffs and are going to find out pretty soon that even after all of this, she's going to be ratcheted up that much more come the next game. How are you going to convince guys that that's going to be the case, that you're going to demand even more from them, or they're going to need more from them?
Well, I mean, the good thing is that we've played a few games that were, you know, playoff intensity. You know, the Albany game, Utica. You know, for just to mention those games last night and tonight, and we know what it takes. You know, we know that it's going to be harder. We know we're going to have to sacrifice, you know, a few more things, and even bring our game to another level. And I think that sometimes, you know, when you're fighting for a playoff spot, you know, until the end like this, sometimes, you know, it's nerve-wracking a little bit, even for the players and coaches. But you know, when the adrenaline kicks in, you know, it's just a game, and you just want to go out and give your best, and empty your tank. And we're gonna have to do that, and then the playoffs, you know. There's no 3-on-3 overtime, so it's just the game just keeps on going. So I think that we have some players in good shape. We have some players that can log some minutes, and you know, we feel good about it.
Final, just a housekeeping, Carr, will he be available for the playoffs?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. He's just following the protocol here, and you know, but things are going the right direction.
Okay, thank you.